This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops control about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainians were still trying to evacuate the wounded, according to a regional official on Tuesday. The governor of the eastern Luhansk region acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians from Severodonetsk now was simply not possible due to the relentless shelling and fighting. Ukrainian forces have been pushed to the industrial outskirts of the city because of the scorched earth method and heavy artillery the Russians are using. And there is still an opportunity for the evacuation of the wounded. Communication with the Ukrainian military and local residents, the mayor explained to the, or should say the governor explained to the Associated Press by telephone, adding that Russian soldiers have not yet completely blocked off the strategic city. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement, boosting momentum for modest but notable election year action by Congress on an issue that's deadlocked lawmakers for three decades. The Kentucky Republican said he hoped an outline of the accord released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans would be translated into legislation and enacted. McConnell's backing was the latest indication that the last month's gun massacres in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, had reconfigured the political calculations for some in the GOP after years of steadfastly opposing even incremental tightening of firearms curbs. Most stocks on Wall Street dipped Tuesday in their first trading after tumbling into a bear market on worries that high inflation will push central banks to clamp the brakes too hard on the economy. More at voanews.com. This is